So what are we to make of all this? 9 readings, nearly 8,000 words, not counting the music. What are we to make of it? About 25 years ago, when I was doing college work, when we got to close to Holy Week, one of the people that was going to join the church, who was a great gal, she actually was a roadie for a pretty tough band. She had black fingernails and kind of goth, you know. And she came up to me after class one night and she said, "Father, you know, all this Jesus stuff, I'd heard about it, but I never knew it was real." It took her nearly a year and RCIA to go, "Duh." So what is it tonight? What are we to take away from this? What are we to take away from these readings? What are we to take away from all of salvation history? You know the story. You may not be a little fuzzy on the details, but you know the story. We know the story. And so, as I've said at each of the nights, what this week is about is not about history, it's about mystery. And one of the things that, if you would study all the text that we had tonight, not once, not anywhere did it tell us a rule. No rules. And where have we gone wrong as Christians? That we've turned it into rules. Not a rule in the bunch of the readings that we had tonight. What was it about? Relationships. It was all about relationships. It was about God's covenant with us. "I'll be your God. You need to be my people." Now, we know that God will always be God. The tough part is us. Because we don't always know that we want to be God's people. And so we know the story, we know the what. What I want you to go away from this evening and the Easter season liturgies is this. The most important thing is the why. It's an easy answer, but it's a hard one to live up to. All it was done for was love. And that's all God asks of us. But if you've ever raised a 2-year-old, you know how tough it is. We get like 2-year-olds, don't we? I want my way. I want to do what I want. I have my own opinion. I have my own agenda. I have the own things that I want to do and I don't want to do. And I love to see parents who take a kid who's really rowdy and mad and angry and they just hug them until they stop. Now, sometimes you have to hug them a long time. Just hug them tight. That's what God does. That's what this is about. Our unruliness, our stubbornness. He wants to hug the hell out of us, literally. That's what this night reminds us. Remember the line from Ash Wednesday, "Return to me with your whole heart." Yeah. That's what these readings are about. And that's what all of this reminds us that that's the hard part, huh? We've all been on the receiving end of rules before, but we've also been on the receiving end of love. That's what transforms us. That's what shaves our rough edges off. That's what sustains us. That's what helps us through the tough times. A lot of tough times in those readings that we heard. And the common theme through all of the readings that we had tonight was that God's saying, "I'm here. I'm here. I'm here." So that's why during the Easter season, particularly at the vigil, we bless our baptismal water, we renew our baptismal promises, and tonight we get to receive somebody into the church with a profession of faith. Because it's about love, right?